Hello, hello, hello. Here's Marlanka with another episode from Synthesis of Yoga by Sri Aurobindo. The conversion of all forms of knowledge, however mundane, into activities of the divine consciousness utilizable for the perception of the one and unique object of knowledge, both in itself and through the play of its forms and symbols. Such a method might well lead to the elevation of the whole range of human intellect and perception to the divine level, to its spiritualization, and to the justification of the cosmic travail of knowledge in humanity. The path of devotion aims at the enjoyment of the supreme love and bliss, and utilizes normally the conception of the Supreme Lord in his personality as the divine lover and enjoyer of the universe. The world is then realized as a play of the Lord, with our human life as its final stage, pursued through the different phases of self-concealment and self-revelation. The principle of Bhakti Yoga is to utilize all the normal relations of human life into which emotion enters, and apply them no longer to transient worldly relations, but to the joy of the all-loving, the all-beautiful, and the all-blissful. Worship and meditation are used only for the preparation and increase of intensity of the divine relationship. This yoga is Catholic in its use of all emotional relations, so that even enmity and opposition to God, considered as an intense, impatient, and perverse form of love, is conceived as a possible means of realization and salvation. This path, too, is ordinarily practiced, leads away from world existence to an absorption of another kind than the monas, in the transcendent and supracosmic. But here too, the exclusive result is not inevitable. The yoga itself provides a first corrective by not confining the play of divine love to the relation between the Supreme Soul and the individual, but extending it to a common feeling and mutual worship between the devotees themselves, united in the same realization of the supreme love and bliss. It provides a yet more general corrective in the realization of the divine object of love in all beings, not only human, but animal, easily extended to all forms whatsoever. We can see how this larger application of the yoga of devotion may be so used as to lead to the elevation of the whole range of human emotion, sensation, and aesthetic perception to the divine level, its spiritualization, and the justification of the cosmic labor towards love and joy in our humanity. The path of works aims at the dedication of every human activity to the Supreme Will. It begins by the renunciation of all egoistic aim for our works, all pursuit of action for an interested aim, or for the sake of a worldly result. By this renunciation, it so purifies the mind and the will that we become easily conscious of the great universal energy as the true doer of all our actions, and the Lord of that energy as their ruler and director, with the individual as only a mask, an excuse, an instrument, or more positively, a conscious center of action and phenomenal relation. The choice and direction of the act is more and more consciously left to this supreme will and this universal energy. To that, our works as well as the results of our works are finally abandoned. The object is the release of the soul from its bondage to appearances and to the reaction of phenomenal activities. Karma Yoga is used, like the other paths, to lead to liberation from phenomenal existence and a departure into the Supreme. But here, too, the exclusive result is not inevitable. The end of the path may be equally a perception of the divine in all energies, in all happenings, in all activities, and a free and unegoistic participation of the soul in the cosmic action. So followed, it will lead to the elevation of all human will and activity to the divine level, its spiritualization, and the justification of the cosmic labor towards freedom, power, and perfection in the human being. We can see also that in the integral view of these things, these three paths are one. Divine love should normally lead to the perfect knowledge of the beloved by perfect intimacy, thus becoming the path of knowledge, and to divine service, thus becoming a path of works. And so also should perfect knowledge lead to perfect love and joy and a full acceptance of the works of that which is known. Dedicated works to the entire love of the master of the sacrifice and the deepest knowledge of his ways and his being. And so it is in this triple path that we come most readily to the absolute knowledge, love, and service of the One in all beings and in the entire cosmic manifestation. That's the end of chapter 4. We shall pause until the next episode and take up chapter 5, the synthesis of the systems. Thank you for tuning into Auroville Radio and listening to Sri Aurobindo's Synthesis of Yoga. Peace and understanding be with everyone. Bye for now. Marlenka signing off.
This is Auroville Radio, voices from the City of Dome.